out sixth inning. His first inning back since July 10th. A guy who has pitched collegiately over the last 4 years. One and two the count coming home and misses high and outside for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count. Schultz, his last time out, allowed two earned runs over three innings pitched. And the 2-2 coming home. It's a swing and a miss for strike number three. Second strikeout of the game for Kenny Schultz. And he takes care of the Chinooks in the sixth inning. No runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 4-1 Chinooks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place. Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Now the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Rafters still taking on Tristan Arnold as they trail it 4-1 after the Chinooks scored one run in the top of the fifth. The Rafters scored their one run in the bottom of the fourth, and the Chinooks had originally taken a 3-0 lead with a three-run third inning. So now into the bottom of the sixth, the Rafters will look to get their offense back on the right track, but the Chinooks have allowed just one hit through five innings so far. And so the Rafters going to be looking to get back on track with Kareem Arusevic leading things off. First pitch to him, misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Arusevic, left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Arnold. Fouls this one straight back and out of play. Now a 1-1 count. And Arusevic, 0-2 on the game. Struck out swinging his last time up back in the fourth inning. 1-1 the count coming home. This one's hit out towards right field. The second baseman not going to be able to get there. It's over his head into right field. And a leadoff single for Kareem Arusevic. It's the Rafters' second hit of the game. The first one allowed by Tristan Arnold. And it brings up Jake Beauchesne with a man on first. And nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. One of the biggest problems for the Rafters this game, however, has been the double play ball. They've grounded into now three double plays through five innings. And with a runner on first, this one is not going to be that. Out to left field, it is way gone. Jake Beauchesne, a two-run shot to make this a one-run game. Every piece of that baseball was crushed. Sixth home run of the year, RBIs 14 and 15. And it is a 4-3 game in the bottom of the sixth. Jake Beauchesne, an absolutely crushed baseball. I'm not sure if there's anything left of that one. Got out of here in a hurry, 100 miles an hour off the bat. Hit at just a 25-degree launch angle and went 361 feet to left. First pitch to Hiroto Kobayashi now, called for a ball. It's a 1-0 count. Kobayashi represents the tying runner for the Rafters, and the 1-0 count now becomes 1-1 as that one's called for a strike. And Jake Beauchesne, man, oh man, great stuff as that one misses in the dirt. Now a 2-1 count. Beauchesne has now tied the team lead in home runs with 6. Junior Barajas previously had 6 as the 2-1 count is taken inside. Now a 3-1 count. Barajas was drafted by the San Francisco Giants in the 11th round. 3-1 count, misses inside, ball number 4, and Kobayashi is on for the second time this game. 3 straight batters have reached against Tristan Arnold, and with that, it will bring up Landon Gaz to the plate. Gaz, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Tristan Arnold. The Rafters starting to see the ball a little bit better now. Kobayashi over there on first base, he represents the tying run. Landon Gaz represents the go-ahead run. He's hit a few home runs this year, 2 on the season. First pitch on the way home, misses outside for ball number 1, 1-0 the count. And he hit the RBI single back in the fourth inning. That was the Rafters' first run of the game. Only run up until the 2-run shot from Jake Beauchesne. 1-0 the count. This one's hit out towards center field. On the run back at the warning track. This one will bounce off of the wall. Kobayashi's rounding for third. Gaz is into second, but Kobayashi will stay put at third base. 4 straight base runners for the Rafters. Third hit of the sixth inning. It's a double for Landon Gaz, his third time on base today, his second hit of the game, and the Rafters have the tying runner on third, the go-ahead runner on second, and there is nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Tristan Arnold is reeling here in the sixth, but still no mound visit as Eric Harper will step into the batter's box. Right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. Landon Gaz absolutely crushed that one out to center field and off of the wall. It's 366 to dead center. 0-1 the count. Misses in the dirt. That one gets away from Parmer. Here comes Kobayashi. He is standing up and slaps the plate with his hand to tie it up. 4-4 in the sixth inning. A wild pitch, as that sends home the tying run. 1-1 the count now to Eric Harper. As Kobayashi scores from third. Now on third base, it's Landon Gaz. Nobody on second or first. It's a soft grounder back to the mound. Arnold looks back to third, now tosses it to first. And that takes care of Eric Harper for the first out of the inning. And it brings up Peyton Bryant to the plate with 1 away and a runner on third. The Rafters and Chinooks tied at 4 in the bottom of the sixth. Peyton Bryant, before it gets to him, it looks like there will be a call to the bullpen. The Chinooks manager stepping out to the mound and bringing up the new pitcher from the side. And with that, we will once again step aside. The Rafters have it tied up 4-4. They scored 3 runs to start off the sixth inning, and now they will see a new pitcher. When we come back, this is Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The new pitcher into the game for the Chinooks is Nick Heisel, and Heisel coming in to take over for Tristan Arnold. Arnold not able to get the game to go the way that he was hoping for, and Heisel coming into this one, he's hoping to get back on the right track. It's been a rough two games for Heisel. This is his third appearance as a Chinook, and in his two games, he's allowed five earned runs over two and a third innings. However, all of those came in his first appearance. His last time out, it was a shutout inning with two strikeouts against the Woodchucks, and he earned the save. A very impressive second performance, and the first pitch on the way home to Peyton Bryant misses for ball number one. Now Bryant sends one into left field, dropping it, will get down for a hit. Here comes the runner home, and Peyton Bryant has put the Rafters on top in the sixth inning. It's 5-4 Rafters in the bottom of the frame. Peyton Bryant, his first hit for the Rafters, and it's a big one. A go-ahead RBI single. And it just took him one pitch, and he was able to put the Rafters on top. Coming up clutch there, it's now a one-run Rafters lead. Bryant over on first base and Luke Skinner at the plate. First pitch taken for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And that run does go off the record of Tristan Arnold officially. Every other run will go off of Heisel as the 1-0 count misses low, now 2-0. So Arnold's line is officially over, as we will bring that to you in just 1 second. 2-0 the count on the way home to Skinner. A huge swing and a miss. He was trying to send that one over the right field wall, but instead it's a 2-1 count. Arnold, two innings pitched. He allowed four runs. All four were earned on three hits, one walk, and no strikeouts. 2-1 the count to Skinner, and it misses inside. Now 3-1. Arnold ended up facing 10 total batters and did so on 33 pitches before handing it to the bullpen, as now all of a sudden the catcher Brock Parmer will step off to the side here, and looks like he's going to get a new glove. We saw this with Nick Adrian a few days ago back before the off day. Adrian felt like he had a hole in his glove as it literally it bounced through the glove on a pitch. And so he went to go get a new glove. And although that happened, it did end up kind of throwing off the Rafters pitcher at that point in time. And even Nick Adrian, he then allowed a passed ball, which would end up as a big mistake. We'll see what happens here. 3-1 count to Luke Skinner. Misses low and outside, but able to block it is Parmer. And with that, the Rafters have seen back-to-back base runners reach against Nick Heisel. Brings up Mike Monahan to the plate with runners on first and second and one out in the bottom of the sixth. Rafters lead it 5-4. Monahan still looking for his first hit of the game, and this one grounded over to third. He'll look to second, but instead will throw to first, and they'll get the runner at the bag for out number two. It's a 5-3 putout, And Monum is retired for the first time this game. So he remains hitless in his Rafters career, and even though that wasn't a hit, it did move each runner a base ahead, so it was a productive out. As there are now runners on second and third with two away for Royce Clayton Jr. He swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1 the count. Clayton, the right-handed hitting shortstop, trying to make something happen here. He's 0-3 in the game. He got doubled up his last time back in the fifth inning. Flew out in the third and flew out in the first. First pitch bounces away. Clayton will step out of the batter's box as here comes the run to score. It's now 6-4 Rafters on the wild pitch. Peyton Bryant coming home from third base while Luke Skinner replaces him on the bag. And there's now a runner on third with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. A 1-1 count to Clayton. A 5-run sixth inning has the Rafters up 6-4. 1-1 misses low and away. Now a 2-1 count. And Nick Heisel not having the inning he was hoping for. 2-1 the count. And Clayton trying to keep the offense humming. 2-1 misses way outside. Now a 3-1 count. Nice stop behind the dish by Brock Parmer. And it's a good thing he grabbed that new glove because he's had to use it. On third base, Luke Skinner ready to go in case one misses. Two away and already a two-run lead for the Rafters. 3-1 count, grounded over towards third, and a beautiful play over at third, but a tough throw back to first, and they got him. Clayton looked like he was trying to round for second, but that run took him out of the baseline and made it a little bit longer over to first base. I think he thought that grounder got on through into left field. He was ready to take off for second, but with that, Clayton out at the bag. It goes 5-3 and takes care of him for the third out of the sixth inning. But the Rafters put up 5 runs. They do so on 4 hits. There were no errors from the Chinooks, and the Rafters left one on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's 6-4 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The evening is cooling off here in Wisconsin Rapids. It's now 66 degrees outside, and the sun is setting off in the distance. The lights are aglow here at Witter Field, and the Rafters have taken the lead. It's 6-4 in the top of the seventh, and the Chinooks will look to get the offense going against Kenny Schultz, but first pitch, a fly out towards the right side of the shallow outfield, and it'll be Harper who trails over and makes the catch for out number one. F4 in the books, and it brings up David Meisa to the plate with one away, and the base is empty in the top of the seventh. Still a two-run lead for the Rafters. They scored 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning. 4 of those off of the line of Tristan Arnold and 1 off of Nick Heisel, who relieved him midway through the inning. First pitch to David Mizza, misses for ball number 1, now a 1-0 count. And David Mizza doubled his last time up back in the 5th inning. 1-0 the count, taken right down the middle for strike number 1. 1-1 the count. And Mizza, 1-for-3 on the game. He reached on an error prior to that point. 1-1 in there for strike number 2. Now a 1-2 count. And before that error, out to the shortstop, Royce Clayton Jr. as he trailed into left field. 1-2 the count, misses high and away. Now a 2-2 count. So Mize's hoping to keep getting back on base. Preston Steiner warming up in the Rafters bullpen. We'll see when he comes in. 2-2 count, laced over to right field, and it gets over the head of Arusevic. And Kobayashi is there. He'll throw it back into second, but it's a one-out single for David Mizza, as that is the second base runner allowed by Kenny Schultz this game. Brings up Jack Council to the plate with a runner on first and one out in the top of the 7th. And Council represents the tying run for the Chinooks. Entered this game batting .395. A guy who comes from Northwestern, where Noah Ruiz, one of the Rafters' first half players and an all-star, that's where he's committed to go. First pitch to Council was fouled away, now an 0-1 count. I'm excited to see what Ruiz will do in the spring collegiate season. It was unfortunate that he couldn't come back for the second half. 0-1 the count, and this one misses low for ball number 1. However, it did give some more opportunities to some of the guys that we're seeing here. Eric Harper, Hayden Carlson, a couple of the guys in the second half that have really looked sharp at the middle infield spot. Matanaco's worked over there a little bit as well, and a tad bit of Luke Skinner. 1-1 the count, gets a big swing and a miss from Council. It's now a 1-2 count. Taking a look at the Rafters' defensive alignment right now. Behind the plate, it's Peyton Bryant with Kenny Schultz on the mound. Over at first is Kareem Arusevic. On second is Harper. Short is Clayton. And third is Skinner. 1-2 count, gets a pickoff move back to first. Over in the outfield and left, it's Gaz. In center is Beauchesne. And in right is Kobayashi. That's a look at the Rafters' defensive alignment. Still a 1-2 count to Council. Runner on first is Mizza. He's a quick runner, stole second earlier in the game. And another pickoff move his way, make sure that he doesn't take off early. Looking at the season numbers on Mizza. He's played in just 3 games for the Chinooks. However, did play for the Rockers earlier in this season. 1-2 the count on the way home. It bounces, and Bryant blocks it, throws on down to second, but it bounces off the glove of Harper as it was a little bit high. Wouldn't have got him either way. Pitch is called for a ball. It's a 2-2 count, and it's also a stolen base for David Mizza. Mizza, that now his 13th stolen base of the year. He had stolen 11 bases throughout the year between the Rockers and Chinooks prior to today, but he's got 2 stolen bases in this game now. 2-2 coming home. It misses in the dirt, and Bryant can't keep this one in front of him, so Mizza will take off for third. Now a 3-2 count to Jack Council. And on that pitch, not the one that Schultz had hoped for. So David Mizza now on third base on the wild pitch. Full count coming home, and that one called for a ball as Council was down in the count earlier but is able to draw the walk. And now that's runners on the corners for the Chinooks with only one out in the top of the 7th. Tying runner is now on first base for Lakeshore, and up at the plate it's Esteban Garcia. Garcia, the left-handed hitting second baseman. It's a lefty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. Over on first, Jack Council. On third is David Mizza. First pitch to Garcia on the way. Runner taking off from first. It's a swing and a miss. No throw down to second. 0-1 the count to Garcia. And a free stolen base for Jack Council. That takes away a potential double play. Big time stolen base. 0-1 count. Check swing didn't go. It misses low. Now a 1-1 count. Garcia, 0-3 in the game, entered today batting .250 on the season, but he was batting .320 against the Rafters prior to this game. 1-1 coming home, and Schultz gets a fly ball out towards left field, reaching into foul territory. It will bounce off of the Rafters' bullpen, and now a 1-2 count to Garcia. Garcia, 2 home runs, 19 RBIs on the year. The flag in center field is straight down, almost no wind out here. 1-2 the count. This one's hit in the air over towards short, caught by Clayton, and that is out number two. Keeps the runners stayed put. Brings up Sam Meidenbauer with two away and two on. In the top of the seventh, still a two-run lead for the Rafters. Trying to keep it as such, Schultz had a shutout sixth inning. Trying to go through two shutout frames. Tristan Krusenberry, a very strong appearance for him, although not in line for the win despite going five innings. First pitch to Meidenbauer, misses for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Krusenberry, 5 innings pitched. He allowed just 1 earned run, although 4 runs in total. The 1-0 count taken on the outside edge. Now 1-1 to Meidenbauer. Krusenberry only threw 65 pitches through his 5 innings. I mean, he was locating. 1-1 the count. Taken low, now 2-1. Schultz has not quite been as efficient. That was his 33rd pitch of the game. Through an inning and two-thirds, and he'll get a new ball here as he calls for one. And a 2-1 count to Meidenbauer, who comes from UW-Platteville. Entered this game batting .357 with a home run and 12 RBIs, but he's 0-3 on the night. 2-1 count, it is outside, called for ball number three. Did not miss by much, and Schultz going to have to fight back. Two away, runners on second and third. The tying runner is in scoring position. It's a 6-4 Rafters lead, and Schultz checking in on the count here. 3-1 the count. Schultz looks on home. He steps back and fires the pitch in there for strike two. 3-2 the count. First base is free, but you'd rather not put a man on. 3-2 the count with two away and two on. The pitch from Schultz. It's a swing and a miss for strike number three. Third strikeout of the game for Kenny Schultz, and he takes care of business in the seventh. No runs on one hit, no errors, and two left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Rafters lead by two on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It remains a two-run lead for the Rafters in the bottom of the seventh, and they'll have a chance to extend that lead as Kareem Arusovic will step into the batter's box for the fourth time this game. The left-handed hitting first baseman will once again take on Nick Heisel. Although this is the first time Arusovic faces him, Heisel ended that last inning, and a grounder over towards first takes an odd hop, but a nice play over at first base by Sam Meidenbauer. Makes sure to flip it back to the pitcher, and it's a 3-1 putout to take care of Arusovic on the first pitch of the inning. Brings up Jake Beauchesne with one away, and the base is empty. In the bottom of the seventh, 6-4 lead for the Rafters. The Rafters have still been out hit by the Chinook, 6-5 this game. And the first pitch on the way to Beauchesne flips the outside edge for strike number one. Beauchesne, 1-for-1 on the game with two walks, his one hit, a two-run shot back in the sixth. 0-1 the count is taken for a ball. Now 1-1. Beauchesne's two-run shot was his sixth of the year. 1-1 the count is in there for strike number two. Now a 1-2 count. And that sixth home run of the year ties him for the team lead with Junior Barajas, who is no longer on the roster. 1-2 count coming home. It misses outside. Now a 2-2 count. So one more home run from Beauchesne. He'd love to do it in front of the hometown faithful. And Beauchesne, red hot this game. He's reached all three times up, 2-2 the count. And with that, there will be a little bit of time taken here as Brock Parmer was taken on that pitch and behind the plate. He's got to take some time here. Kind of hit him off of the bounce and didn't like where it caught him. And so taking some time here, Parmer kind of getting steady and just waiting out here for him to get back into playing condition. The Chinooks talking with him, and now things discussed. Coaching staff will head back to the dugout. And Parmer back behind the plate. Looks like we're ready to go for the next pitch of the plate appearance. Hiroto Kobayashi is on deck, due up here in the bottom of the seventh. 2-2 count to Beauchesne. He fouls it back. Still 2-2. And Beauchesne, he had walked a full count walk back in the first inning. His walk in the fourth inning was on a 3-1 count. Now trying to work back from down 2-2, even 2-2. And this one misses away. Now a full count. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here. And Nick Heisel, 20 pitches thrown in the game now, 3-2 count. That one's going to hit off of Beauchesne, and he will head on over to first base after that one. Another hit by pitch, and the Rafters continue to see batters being hit. That's the third time this game that a Rafter has been hit by a pitch. One of them, Christian Bermudez, he was hit in the head with one and taken out of the game back in the fifth inning. So that was not a fun one. However, Bermudez is in the dugout right now, hanging out with the team. So that's good news. Runner on first, and first pitch to Hiroto Kobayashi is fouled back. Now an 0-1 count, and Kobayashi, 0-for-1 on the game. He's drawn a walk his last two times up at the plate. And Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Heisel. Over on first, Beauchesne hasn't really had too much of an opportunity to steal a base. We'll see if he does here. 0-1 the count is taken for strike number two, now 0-2. Beauchesne loves taking off. He's good at stealing bases. One of the Rafters' second-half leaders. He's got 10 stolen bases, all in the second half. Been caught just one time. This pitch misses away, and Beauchesne will slide into second base. And would have been a wild pitch, but Beauchesne was taken off before the pitch was thrown. It's a 1-2 count, so a stolen bag for Jake Beauchesne. And now a 1-2 count. Kobayashi trying to send that runner on home now. It bounces in the dirt and up into the strike zone, but now a 2-2 count. I've always wondered if a batter's ever thought about swinging on a pitch that bounces up into the zone. Obviously, it makes it a little bit tougher, but something fun to consider. 2-2 the count on the way home. It misses outside. Now 3-2, and Kobayashi, after trailing in the count 0-2, he's worked it back to a full count. Runner still on second is Beauchesne. One away in the bottom of the seventh. It's a 6-4 Rafters lead, trying to get some insurance. Looking back to second, the pitch comes home. It's hit out towards right center field. A towering fly ball dropping, but it won't get down. The center fielder's there, tagging up from second. Now the throw to third. It is not in time. And the third baseman over there, Jesse Aguirre, was trying to fake that the ball wasn't coming in and get Beauchesne to pull up early. He almost did the trick, but the ball popped out of the glove of Aguirre. Aguirre was kind of just standing there, staring at the ball in the air, not moving the glove until the last second when he tried to bring it in, but due to that, he wasn't able to catch it. Either way, it's still a flyout from Hiroto Kobayashi, and Jake Beauchesne onto third base. Brings up Landon Gaz with a runner on third and two outs in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Gaz has reached all three times up at the plate today. His last two times have been hits. He doubled back in the sixth and had an RBI single in the fourth. Looking for another RBI here, he takes that pitch low for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. Gaz trying to do damage against Nick Heisel. Righty-righty matchup, and the breaking ball drops on the inside edge for strike number two. Now a 1-2 count. Gaz, prior to the double and a single, he was hit by a pitch in the second. Now a 1-2 count coming home. He waits on it, sends it over to the right side of the infield, and it sneaks on by Garcia into right field. Another RBI single for Landon Gaz, his third hit of the game, and it puts the Rafters up 7-4 in the bottom of the seventh. Second RBI of the game for Landon Gaz, and it brings up Eric Harper with a man on first and two away in the bottom of the seventh. Rafters a three-run lead. And trying to finish this one out, the first pitch to Eric Harper is fouled away. 0-1 the count. And the Rafters looking for their first win at home in almost 3 weeks. 0-1 the count. This one's hit to right field, and that gets on down for a hit. Gaz is going to round for second. The throw coming in, it's going to be a relay cut off. They don't go to third, and they will just keep it in the glove. It's a single for Eric Harper and puts runners on the corners with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. The Rafters offense coming alive in the sixth and seventh innings. And it brings up Peyton Bryant. Bryant, the right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup as the first pitch misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Bryant got his first hit as a Rafter back in the sixth inning, an RBI single that put the Rafters on top. And now runner taking off from first. Harper will get in there safely as the ball missed low and not able to be fielded cleanly by Palmer. It's a 2-0 count. Stolen base for Eric Harper. Harper now showing off the wheels. And that was Harper's fourth stolen base of the year. He's been caught just the one time. 2-0 count. That one misses low. It's 3-0 to Bryant. And Bryant trying to reach base for the second time today. He came in as a pinch hitter in the game yesterday and saw just one plate appearance. Ended up striking out in that one. And he grounded into a couple of double plays to start this game off, but made up for it with the RBI single last time up to put the Rafters ahead, and now draws a walk on four pitches. That's three straight batters who have reached for the Rafters. They've got them loaded in the bottom of the seventh. And with that, a mound visit for the Chinooks as they will once again talk things over. The Rafters offense is feeling it here at Witter Field. Offense coming alive, and they've certainly showed this explosiveness in the second half, trying to make it a more consistent thing, but that's what we're waiting for. Still, it's only a three-run game, 7-4 the score in the bottom of the seventh, and so you really feel like driving in some runs here would be huge. Although I'm sure some of the bullpen staff wants to show, hey, I can get a potential save here. Take it to a four-run lead, and all of a sudden, not a save situation. If it remained a three-run game, whoever comes in the eighth inning looked like Preston Steiner if Schultz doesn't return. If Steiner came into the game, it would be a save situation, but the Rafters will hope to build on a further lead as Luke Skinner steps up to the plate. First pitch taken on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Heisel, and the 0-1 count misses inside. Now 1-1. Good block by Brock Palmer behind the plate to keep the runner from third going. 1-1 the count. Skinner, 0-2 on the game. Checks his swing here. Did he go? No, he didn't. It's 2-1. Skinner nearly went around on that, but just able to hold up at the last second. 2-1 the count. Skinner, his last time up, drew a walk back in the sixth inning. Before that, he had a couple of flyouts to left and right field. 2-1 the count. This one's laced down the right field line, but it is foul just by a hair, and now a 2-2 count. And everyone will return to their bags. Luke Skinner getting ready to go back in the batter's box. 2-2 on the way home. Misses outside and off the glove of Palmer. He keeps it in front of him. 3-2 the count with two away in the bottom of the seventh. The bases are loaded for the Rafters. Trying to build on an already three-run lead at 7-4. Luke Skinner looking for a clutch moment at home. Heisel fires, and Skinner sends this one just foul down the first baseline. The first couple of bounces were in fair territory, but once it crossed the bag, it was foul, and so it remains 3-2. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here for Luke Skinner, as Nick Heisel's pitch count is now worked up to 30 pitches in the inning alone. 3-2, runners going. This one's hit out towards right field. Down the line, will it stay fair? No, it won't. Just foul. Nearly a double for Luke Skinner, and that would have cleared the bases, but instead, he'll have to go back into the batter's box for one more try. Oh, man, Luke Skinner nearly about put the nail in the coffin. But instead, it remains a three-run game. 7-4 the lead for the Rafters. 3-2 count with two away. Bases still loaded. Bottom of the seventh, runners going. Pitches outside. Ball number four. It's an RBI for Luke Skinner. Bases loaded, walk. And the Rafters lead by four. It's 8-4 in the bottom of the seventh. And the Rafters seeing the ball well. Luke Skinner, a very strong plate appearance. And with that, it brings up Mike Monum to the plate. And Monum still looking for that first hit. First pitch in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Monum came in as a pinch runner for Christian Bermudez back in the fifth inning. Bermudez got hit in the head with a pitch. But Monum was out at second on part of a double play. 0-1 count. This one's grounded to the left side. Shortstop is there. He'll throw it to third and get the fielder's choice to end the inning. 6-5 on the fielder's choice. And once again, Mike Monum just not able to get on base there. So in the seventh inning, the Rafters are still able to manage and score the two runs, as those two runs came across on two hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left three on base. We go to the eighth inning. It's 8-4 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
It's 8-4 Rafters in the top of the eighth inning, and looking to close it down here in the top of the eighth. A new pitcher for the Rafters as Preston Steiner takes over for Kenny Schultz. Schultz, he has a final line shutout baseball over two innings pitched for Schultz after he relieved Tristan Krusenberry, who went five innings pitched. So Schultz, two shutout innings. He did allow two hits and walked one batter while striking out three. Did not hit a batter with a pitch. No balks, and he did have one wild pitch as he faced nine total batters on 36 pitches. First pitch on the way misses for ball number one to Cade Sears from Preston Steiner. Another lefty on the mound, so you go from a lefty back to another lefty. 1-0 the count on the way home. It's a big swing and a miss for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Sears, a left-handed hitting center fielder. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. Sears is 1-for-3 on the game. He singled back in the sixth inning, and he struck out his other two times. Now a 1-1 count on the way home, and that one is fouled back. And it is a 1-2 count now, as that one bounced off of the press box. And Sears entered this game batting .316. That single back in the sixth inning was his first of the game, so about matches his average. A.J. Buonasetto warming up in the Rafters bullpen. We'll see if he comes in for the ninth. 2-2 the count now to Cade Sears. Steiner, of course, hoping for a strong eighth inning. 2-2 the count on the way home, and that pitch high for ball number three. However, not a save situation. A four-run lead for the Rafters. 8-4. They scored 5 runs in the 6th and 2 runs in the 7th. The late-inning offense coming alive. 3-2, the count coming home, and a piece of that as it gets fouled back remains a 3-2 count. And Steiner, not an efficient inning here, but hoping to get through it. The left-hander really struggled in his first few appearances. However, his last time out was pretty strong for the Rafters. With that, he'll step off here and get a new pitch clock. Steiner, a perfect inning in a tie game back on July 27th against Green Bay. Swing and a miss, that's strike number 3, and Steiner gets the K, his first of the game, and it brings up Owen DeShazo with one away and the bases empty in the top of the 8th. DeShazo, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-lefty matchup. And DeShazo, 0-3 on the game. Looking for that first time on base. First pitch to him, in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Steiner, prior to that perfect 8th inning, had really been a struggle for him. He had a 38 ERA entering that game. However, hoping that we'll see more of what we did in last game as the 1-1 count misses away. And it certainly looks like he's a little more in control here and getting what he wants out of his pitches, but still looking to show off the consistency. 1-1 count, and the pitch coming home, it misses inside. Now a 2-1 count. Missed a few pitches here in the 8th inning, although he was able to get the strikeout of Cade Sears. He's down in the count 2-1 against Owen DeShazo. DeShazo will be followed by Brock Parmer. That's who's due up in the top of the 8th for Lakeshore. 1-1 count on the way home, and that pitch can't find the lower part of the zone. It's now a 3-1 count. Was right where he wanted it in terms of the outside edge, but not able to clip the bottom part of the zone. 3-1 the count, and this gets a big swing and a miss. 3-2 the count, and Steiner looking to finish off DeShazo. Another 3-2 count. That's what Cade Sears had when he struck out. Steiner hoping for another successful full count. 3-2 on the way home, and that one slipped out of the hand and goes all the way to the backstop as it's a 6-pitch walk, and it brings up Brock Parmer to the plate with a man on first and one out in the top of the 8th inning. Still an 8-4 lead for the Rafters. Trying to keep this lead late. The Rafters had really been struggling when trailing in the 7th or later. However, they've been pretty good at keeping their leads late in games as the first pitch misses for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. This season, the Rafters are 15-3 when leading after 7 innings. 1-0 count. That one misses inside for ball number 2. Now a 2-0 count. So they've certainly had some success whenever they are up late. I've had a couple of games that haven't gone their way, though. Hoping today is not one of them. 2-0 count. In there for strike number 1. So Steiner able to fight back here and got to find the zone. Steiner already up to 16 pitches in the inning. This is his third batter. 2-1 coming home, and it's fouled away. Now a 2-2 count. Jesse Aguirre is on deck if it gets there, and Parmer up for the fourth time this game. He's 1-2. His last time flew out to center field, but before that, he doubled and he walked. 2-2 the count, and Steiner fires but misses it outside. It gets in the dirt and goes to the backstop. Runner will advance on the wild pitch. It's a full count now to Parmer. And a runner in scoring position with one out in the top of the 8th. And yet again, a full count in the eighth inning. That's three straight full counts against Preston Steiner. 3-2 the count. He will fire, and this pitch inside, ball number four, not able to finish off the batter, and it brings up Jesse Aguirre to the plate with runners on first and second and one out in the top of the eighth. And with that, Rafters pitching coach Manny Silva will step on out to the mound to have a chat with Preston Steiner. Silva hoping to get Steiner in the right direction here. He's been working with the bullpen really all season long before transitioning into the pitching coach role just a couple of days ago. And I've had plenty of opportunities to get to talk to him, and some of the biggest things that Silva says has got to do with the mental aspect of the game that he says previous pitching coach Mike Spears has told him so much about. Hoping to get the Rafters going in the right direction here. Certainly been another strong performance from the Rafters pitching staff. They've allowed a combined one earned run this game through seven innings pitched. And now the runner taking off from second. It's a double steal attempt, but the throw down to third is not in time. If they had gone to second, likely would have had the runner, but instead go to third, and it's a double steal. Owen DeShazzo over to third base, and along with that, Brock Parmer over to second. The runner's on second and third, and a big swing and a miss from Jesse Aguirre on the 1-0 count brings it back even. Aguirre, right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Steiner on the mound. 1-1 the count coming home, and that pitch outside for ball number two. It's now 2-1. Aguirre is 1-for-3 on the game, and the Rafters not out of the woods yet. They lead 8-4 in the eighth. However, with two runners in scoring position, this is certainly dicey territory. 2-1 count coming home. It's swung on and fouled off the leg of Aguirre. Now a 2-2 count. Preston Steiner continues to get worked at the plate. Another 2-2 count. And Aguirre will fight to stay alive. Runner still on second and third. Pitch coming home. It's outside for ball three. Four consecutive full counts. Actually make it five dating back to the seventh inning when Kenny Schultz retired Sam Meidenbauer on a full count. But Steiner only four of them, and Steiner's pitch count now up to 24 pitches. And a 3-2 count coming home to Aguirre. It misses and hits off of him, and maybe a little bit lucky that that hit off the foot of Aguirre because it makes it a dead ball and likely would have bounced way away from the plate and brought home the runner from third, but instead, the bases are now loaded with still only one out in the top of the eighth. Bubba Heidler now stepping into the batter's box, and Heidler, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Steiner. The tying runner is represented at the plate with Heidler up. First pitch to him, it's low for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Heidler, no home runs on the season yet. Entered this game batting just 114, but he is 1-for-2 on the game. Reached twice on a walk and a single. 1-0 count, it's high for ball number two. His one single, though, a bunt single back in the third inning. With the bases loaded here, you're almost certainly not going to be seeing a bunt. 2-0 the count. Runners on every bag. Pitch from Steiner, it's high for ball three. 3-0 the count. At this point in time, whoever would check into the game would come in with a save opportunity. A.J. Buonasetta has been warming up over there for the Rafters. However, it looks like they've switched up who's in the bullpen as the 3-0 count is in there for a strike. Now 3-1. Looks like they got a lefty warming up in the Rafters bullpen. 3-1 the count. Steiner will bring it home. This one's ripped and right at shortstop. Clayton catches it out of the air. He'll step on the bag. Double play to end the inning. Line out to shortstop. And that time, it is a clutch play from Royce Clayton Jr. to end the inning. No runs on no hits. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth, still an 8-4 Rafters lead when we return on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults.